time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time for Abandoned Manitoba with Gordon Goldsborough. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
And what are we discussing this week?
Our subject today reminds me of a classic misquotation from the movie Field of Dreams, which was based on Canadian novelist W.P. Kinsella's Shoeless Joe. And that line is, "If you build it, they will come."
So how is it a misquotation?
Well, if you've watched the movie, and I have, the line that was spoken many times throughout was, "If you build it, he will come." The premise being that an Iowa farmer built a baseball diamond in his cornfield, and as a result of building that diamond, the spirit of baseball legend Shoeless Joe Jackson and other players of the disgraced 1919 Chicago White Sox, basically they were accused of gambling on themselves to throw a game, well, they walked out of the cornfield to play a game. Now, I suppose that he, in the quote, became they, well, because several players from the team came to play, not just Shoeless Joe. Anyway, why does this quote remind me about today's subject? Because we're talking about a fellow who had the inspiration to build a baseball diamond to bring together people in the tiny Manitoba village of Dand.
Now, where is Dand?
Well, not a big place, so I would bet that most of our listeners have never heard of it. It is in southwestern Manitoba. It's about 10 miles due north of Deloraine, about 10 miles south of Hartney. And like a lot of towns in Manitoba, Dand was a creation of the Canadian Pacific Railway. And in its case, the railway arrived in 1914. The area had originally been known as Lampman, named for a Canadian poet, Archibald Lampkin, but it was renamed in honor of a fellow named Thomas Dand. He was an English immigrant who had come to Canada in 1882 and 7 years later took up a homestead near the future town site that would bear his name. Dand had all the usual makings of a small railway town, centered around a station building where people and freight would get on and off a train. Nearby the station, there were two grain elevators, a stockyard, a general store containing a post office, an open-air skating rink, a church, a two-room school, and, of course, a few houses. The population of Dand, well, I never could find an exact number, but I'm willing to bet it never exceeded 50 people.
Does Dand have these buildings today?
In a word, no. Well, it might have the odd house, but unfortunately, like many Manitoba towns, Dand has slowly withered away through the years. So every building that I just mentioned is now gone. There are maybe houses, but none of the commercial buildings. And in fact, most recently, the church that closed in 2005 was moved in 2020 to what I think is a very picturesque spot overlooking the nearby Chain Lakes. The railway station, the grain elevators, the general store, the school, all gone, although a monument on the former school grounds was erected in 1970.
So where does baseball come into this story?
Well, the Dand school grounds had always had a playing field. You know, the kids, you know, at recess and before and after school would play. But the baseball field was pretty rudimentary. It was really not much more than just a grassy field where the kids would just, I guess they'd maybe use sticks or something to mark the bases and they would just play as best they could. And that changed around 1969. Because that's when Gerald Wetter, a farmer who lived near Dand, decided to start a local baseball league as a way of bringing together the community. The idea had come to Gerald when he returned from an international deployment with the aid organization CUSO. He thought it would be fun to have a baseball league where everyone would be welcome, whether they were young or old, male or female. Well, basically anyone could play. Children 12 and over could play, and there was really no upper limit, so they had players in their 70s. Now, mind you, I should be clear. When I say it was a baseball league, the purists out there may quibble because they weren't playing baseball per se, but something called orthodox softball. And I have to admit, I had to look it up because I didn't know it, but that's where the ball is pitched underhand to reduce the speed of delivery. So they want to encourage more hits and therefore more fun, you know, because if you go a lot of hitless games, it's really kind of boring. And so the whole idea, the whole motive of this league was having fun. Winning was definitely secondary.
And how was the proposal received by the community?
Oh, it was phenomenal. So much so that the league almost immediately had 8 teams. The organizers did try to balance the skill levels of the teams so there would be only one, you know, wouldn't be one team that would dominate the games. But entire families could play together if they wanted to. So Gerald Wetter, for example, his 3 sons played in the league. Some players were well equipped. You know, they wore running shoes and they had sports clothing. But, you know, it's funny, some of the players apparently came directly off the farm field and they played in their heavy work boots and their greasy coveralls. Gradually, as the league proved popular, the facility improved. So, for example, local resident Ron Castles, who joined the league after returning to Dand in the early 1970s, he helped to build a proper backstop and side wings to protect the spectators from fly balls. Some local auctioneers loaned the use of their public address system to allow play-by-play commentary during games. The grass on the field was kept trimmed by local volunteers, and they built a concession stand where the players and the fans could buy things like burgers, drinks, and pie. In fact, I spoke with 3 people who had played in the Dand League, and all of them, without any prompting from me, remembered the Saskatoon pies brought by a local woman, Jane Manshrek. Apparently, when people saw her coming, they rushed to the concession stand to get a slice of her legendary pie. And, of course, being a big fan of Saskatoon pie myself, I can understand their motive.
How often did they play?
The game started in late June, and initially games were held on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In other words, 3 times a week. And they continued to the long weekend in August, when the season concluded with a tournament and community picnic. Winners of the tournament received a trophy that passed down from year to year.
Do you know if the league is still going?
No. Well, yes, I do know. Unfortunately, no, it is not. The Baseball League was a victim of the same sort of decline that affects towns all over rural Manitoba. As farms grew larger and were increasingly mechanized, the number of people living near Dand declined, so they just didn't have enough players to make the league a go. Games went from 3 times a week with 8 teams to just 2 games a week with 4 teams, and finally the league folded in the mid-1990s, having had a nice run of about 25 years. Anyone interested in playing drove to larger communities after the league folded. They went to places like Deloraine or Hartney to play. And I asked people that I spoke to what happened to that trophy that had passed on. Nobody seems to know. I think that'd be kind of a cool reminder of this league.
Is there anything left of that Dand baseball field?
Yes, oh, quite a lot, in fact. The shelter belt of trees that surrounded the former schoolyard is still there. The trees are now large and mature. The backstop is still there, and the concession stand is still there, but it has a great big tree growing right through the middle of it. The diamond itself, well, it's no longer visible, but the grass is still being cut, not to maintain its usefulness for baseball, but to provide hay for livestock. But in theory, it seems to me that if someone wanted to resuscitate the old ball field, it would not be a hard thing to do. And, you know, I happen to think that people might enjoy an opportunity to remember those 25 years of community fun. Maybe not on a weekly basis, but, you know, maybe a special reunion event. You know, as they sort of said in the movie, if you build it, they will come back.
If you bake it, that Saskatoon pie, maybe that's what the secret
is. Oh, yeah. That smell of the pie, the taste. Oh, yeah. I'd go for pie alone.
There you go. Gordon, thanks for this.
You're welcome.
What's up for next week?
Well, today we talked about a baseball league that knit together a community. Another institution of small town life is the annual Fowl Supper. Next week, in recognition of this proud autumn tradition, we're going to talk about some historic community halls around the province. And by the way, if any listener can alert me to a particularly fine example of an old hall, one that has a long and distinguished history, please contact me before next weekend at gordon@mhs.mb.ca.
Looking forward to that one. Thanks so much for this, Gordon.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.